This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Today I'd like to look at what I call an insight word. This is when the meaning of a verse or portion of Scripture revolves around the meaning of one key word. This is where the Bible dictionary or a word study book is helpful. An example of such an insight word is in Romans 12:2, where we were told, "Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will." Knowing what the word transformed means is important to understand what the command involves. It's the same word used to describe Christ's transfiguration, when what He was inwardly, deity, became outwardly manifest through the veil of His flesh. We must renew our minds at each decision crossroads and determine to behave in keeping with what we are inwardly as Christians, new creatures. Then what is inwardly true of us will be outwardly manifest, and we will demonstrate that God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. Interestingly, the same basic word is used in 2 Corinthians 3:18. The picture is one of a Christian looking into the mirror of God's Word, the Bible, and picking up the reflection of God's glory. What you expose yourself to in God's Word, the Holy Spirit internalizes and then works out in your life from the inside out. Thus, you will be transformed into His likeness with ever-increasing glory. Knowing the meaning of the word transformed will help you understand the meaning of each of these verses. It's an insight word. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.